Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from AJ, and here's what he has to say. Hey Sane Man, I'm an 18-year-old in university, and I'm currently purple-pilled due to the fact I've not dated enough to be fully red-pilled, and my age is quite young. I've been watching you for the last few months and found your channel through Think Before You Sleep. My video request is, if you could explain why some men buy OnlyFans subscriptions, and why they watch female streamers that flash their watermelons on Twitch, and don't play anything. Don't they know they have no chance with getting with these girls? If they're horny, why don't they just watch porn, which is free? They are the reason why women get the idea to do these sorts of things. Thanks, Sane Man, and keep up the great work. Well, AJ, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. There are many reasons why guys might pay for nude and sexual content from an individual woman on OnlyFans. Say you're online and you find an adult website, and you find a video with a particularly attractive woman to you. You go through her free adult videos, and there are only two or three of them. Then you go to her Twitter and there are only about 10 or 20 pictures of her there. But you've got the hots for this woman and you want to see more, because it's not enough to cream up your khakis, which is something I wouldn't recommend because everyone can see your crusty stain even on the outside. So you see this hot woman and you know that if you pay for her content, you'll be satisfied. And you fantasize about what other wonderful videos she's hiding behind her paywall. The smart women give away just enough content to whet a thirsty man's appetite. And then he gets emotionally involved to some extent, and he can't take the frustration, so he pays for the rest. Some guys such as myself might search for more of her videos instead of paying for the content. I enjoy searching the web for video leaks from certain girls. I don't want to pay to access it, but a lot of guys can't be bothered, once they know everything they're looking for from her is on one site and it's convenient. They're getting a lot of value. Maybe 200 videos and thousands of photos going back a few years. When you're in your 30s, 40s, and 50s and make six figures, and you have over $100,000 in income each year, money doesn't really matter as much, so what's an extra 20 or 30 bucks a month for an OnlyFans subscription? At your age, AJ, the money is worth a lot more because you aren't earning as much. When you get older, you'll probably talk to guys that spend thousands of dollars to fly to Southeast Asia to sleep with prostitutes. Paying for a month for an OnlyFans model is like paying for a movie ticket for 15 bucks. If you can fap off half a dozen times to some OnlyFans chicks page, it gets you the same amount of entertainment bang for your buck, no pun intended, for the same amount of bucks. Anyways, I'll discuss this more in just a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection. Tim Patton has written 5 MGTOW books. MGTOW is Forever is the latest and is a great introduction to MGTOW. If you've been injured on the job and need help, disabled and unable to work is for you. MGTOW Building Wealth and Power helps you empower your finances. Masculinity is Our Future is about how the world sees masculinity as toxic and what it means to be a man. Finally, MGTOW Why I Cheat. When a woman named Marcia read this book, she wanted to scream out loud, "Why is MGTOW a real thing?" Thanks for pushing her buttons, Tim. All 5 books can be found at the sponsor link down below. Anyways, now back to the I'd rather pay for porn instead of food clown world show. AJ and I once paid $10 to a female adult content producer on Patreon for a month. Her content was just that good. But then when I got access, I realized that she'd already given away all her best content. As for adult sites, most of the content on there, if you're a porn connoisseur such as myself, is old recycled material. Sure, there's more there than you'll ever be able to consume, but the best full-length videos are all behind paywalls. Also notice how half-hour videos are usually cut up in 5 or 6 minute video clips that all use different parts from the same scene and are posted from the companies producing the content. They want you to get frustrated and pay for the full half-hour video. They give you all the content but make it frustrating to get to it. What I'm trying to say is that many girls on OnlyFans put their content on free porn sites, but those sites have their limitations. As for guys that watch Twitch dots that offer zero nudity and a lot of cleavage, they too might have many reasons for that. If you've ever gone onto something like Chatterbait, the number of hot women with the pretty face on there at any given time is rather limited. There might be 2 or 3 such women there for you, but on Twitch there are many more, and they are far more attractive even with their clothes on. For many guys, the Twitch thoughts are like appetizers for their cock that they won't get into trouble for watching. Plus, men want to be with women that share the same interests as them. Those Twitch streamers are that, especially if they're into gaming, which is also the female chameleon maneuver. But the guys that watch women that don't play games can connect with them with regards to their beauty and looks too, and that's usually what happens. Plus, many guys are paying women like that for private sessions off screen. Those women might also be selling them personalized nude photos, videos, and other fan favorites behind the scenes. But to the outside world, that woman can build up followers, and she is socially acceptable on a platform like that, and she doesn't have to worry about her family and friends finding out, because most of the dirty stuff happens backstage. She maintains the image of respectability while simultaneously being a digital whore. Guys that she sends nudes to probably believe that they're special, because she's not sharing such things publicly online. It makes many of those guys feel unique, even though they really aren't. Also, the guys talking to these sorts of girls aren't worried that their mother, girlfriend, or wife is going to catch them looking at porn. They have plausible deniability that they were just watching a Twitch stream with regards to gaming. So the Twitch thoughts have plausible deniability, and so do the simps. I remember in my teens watching regular television with sexy women and being turned on enough to rub one out. I also had access to porn back in the early to mid-90s, because I had a modem on the computer that was only 2400 baud, as well as a giant satellite dish in the backyard that I could point up to various orbiting satellites by rotating it, and I got the Playboy channel, as well as the Spice channel and a few others. But I still watched those cheesy workout videos and was turned on by hot women like Christine Applegate. I didn't have the option to watch porn all the time because it was on television or the computer, and those were in common areas. So I watched it either late night or when no one was home. Even to this day, sometimes I'll watch a hot female YouTuber and admire her body and content as well, even though it's not enough to give me that finishing move to the snake in my pants. Maybe we don't always want to fantasize about being with a whore when we're horny. Maybe we want to think the best of her, even though in reality, you're just one of hundreds of pay piggies that are basically oinking, hoping for her to give you a boinking. Also, remember that there are a lot of new incels out there over the last 5 or 6 years, and the Match group that owns Tinder has been making billions of dollars worth of sim money off them by selling unlimited swipe right on Tinder, as well as more super likes. Guys are paying to get women's attention on dating apps, so it makes sense that they're also going to send women PayPal tips to get women's attention that way too. Many of these guys don't actually have much hope of getting anything in return, but they're just gambling that she'll contact them back and give them some attention and validation. It's hard to get that from an adult site. It's hard to get that from a cam girl that relies on sexual content too. She's going to charge you a lot of money for a one-on-one chat, even if she doesn't take her clothes off. So incels and awkward guys, they can't get the attention of real-life women around them, pay to get the attention of women online, that they know won't reject them because they're paying for that woman's attention. Just imagine if you went out in public and asked a woman if you could pay her $100 to sit down and talk to her for half an hour. She'd call the cops. I think everyone needs to think back to their teenage years and how they were standing in front of girls with wood in their pants that they had to tuck under their belt so that no one would notice. It was causing your brain to melt down as you tried to build up the courage to ask a girl out or even just have a normal conversation with her. Then she rejects you and it feels like the end of the world. Then you go home and drop that $20 to $50 a week allowance money on a Twitch thought, and she talks to you and doesn't reject you, and it brings your self-esteem way back up. Maybe it makes you feel good enough to go out there and talk to more girls in real life and not worry about rejection as much. After all, if you practice in the virtual world talking to girls and paying for them, then it's like the old days when young guys would lose their virginity to a cougar so they wouldn't screw up when they got together with the woman that they really wanted a relationship with. Just to recap, AJ, guys pay for OnlyFans models because they're rich and money doesn't matter. Or they're impatient to find more free content from that woman, or they get frustrated with short clips on adult sites and choose to get the milk directly from the cow. Then you have the guys watching and in some cases paying Twitch thoughts for their attention. They can hide behind the interest of video games when they're questioned as to why they're being stupid enough falling for a babe that puts her boobs out there. Free adult content has its limitations. And when I find free content, I have to download it or bookmark it because most sites out there are user-generated. And most of the stuff people post has unattractive or boring videos of women or some really old stuff that I've seen hundreds of times before. It's also starting to look like the end of OnlyFans as an adult platform, which is coming to an end, because they want to go legit. Where will all those simps slither off to when OnlyFans goes straight? The value that OnlyFans presently provides will still be there. And if OnlyFans blows it, no pun intended, then some other place will take over and the thoughts will flock over there, and so will the simp bucks. If I was worth $10 million and had $50,000 a month income, spending $200 a month on Twitch thoughts and OnlyFans girls would make up less than 0.5% of my monthly income. A lot of models only need a few hundred wealthy guys where money is not an option to support them, and then they have a viable business. I'd say that about 0.5% of guys listening to my content actually support me financially. It's not very much, but it's enough to keep me going for now, even though lately it's been tougher. AJ, guys such as yourself find value in the things that I say, just like guys paying for Twitch thoughts find value for their cocks by seeing their exposed cleavage. One man's trashy Twitch thought that he'd never pay for her service is some sim's treasure. I interviewed a traditional working girl many years ago, and she told me that some guys would just pay her so they could talk to her for about an hour or so. They were desperate for some kind of emotional connection with a woman, and that was more important than sex. Why do you think that guys are after this so-called girlfriend experience? Men are willing to pay women just so they can be seen and acknowledged, so that someone will give us their attention. We're in an attention economy, and the Pareto distribution means that some people are getting more than they ever would have in real life, before the internet, while most other people are getting way less than they ever would have in the 80s and early 90s. So as the value of attention goes up, guys are willing to pay women to give them that attention. It's as simple as that. An adult actress that you see on the screen for free on a YouTube site will never give you her personalized attention, and she'll never get back to you. But the OnlyFans girl or Twitch thot has a smaller following, so you're more likely to get her to contact you if you pay. Plus, many women use those platforms to hook up with men in hotel rooms behind the scenes. They know the guys pay and use their credit cards, so if he does something bad to her in real life when they meet, she can simply contact the platform that processes online payments and get the cops involved, so she has power and can control the situation, instead of some woman getting randomly called after a guy called her from Backpage while it was still open. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to AJ for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that most thirsty simps would gladly get smashed by their favorite Twitch thoughts, up their schwing-schwings with their strap-on, and even pay for the privilege. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Gab, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the thirsty men that have only spoken to girls on online platforms instead of in real life away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.